A business aviation ambassador delivers a keynote address at WAI. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. For months now, aviation leaders have been urging those of us who work in the industry to tell our stories, let our voices be heard, so America can get to know us a little better. That's what Denise Wilson is doing. Last week, she spoke to the 21st Annual Convention of Women in Aviation in Orlando, and she indeed told her story.
My career's taken many side paths. I was originally an airline pilot, and then I became a charter pilot, and then I was a corporate pilot.
Denise is now president and chief pilot for Desert Jet, based in Palm Springs, California. And get this, even in today's turbulent aviation economy, Denise is growing her business.
Originally, when I started Desert Jet, we were just an aircraft management, acquisitions, and sales company. We had several clients here in the desert that needed help with managing their assets, as well as a few individuals that were moving up to their first turbine aircraft. As we did that, we realized, you know, really that there was a dearth of charter operators here in our area, and that local businesses, when they needed charter, they would call operators in the San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, or Phoenix areas, and they'd have to pay repositioning costs of up to an hour for those airplanes to come here to the desert to fly them to where they needed to go for business. And it just seemed like there was an empty space here, a need that needed to be met, so we decided to move forward.
In the 6 months after Denise began charter operations at Desert Jet, she was operating three aircraft and had hired a number of people. Sure, some of that's being in the right place at the right time, but a lot of it is perseverance and agility, which is what led her to Orlando last week and to the podium at WAI.
I wanted to be able to share my career progression to other up-and-coming aviators so that they would see that perhaps the goal that they have in mind right now for themselves and their career is maybe not where they're going to end up in 5 or 10 years from now, and to be really open-minded about what they do. For example, if they're an airline pilot, don't close their minds off to being a business aviation pilot. There are just a lot of opportunities that we're not aware of. And secondly, since the audience was mainly military and airline pilots, I wanted them to know what some of the good things that are that happen in business aviation a lot of people aren't aware of. Just the variety day in and day out as far as career satisfaction. It's something a lot of pilots aren't aware of, what a great job arena that is. And secondly, that all the good that happens in business aviation. It's actually very rewarding for a pilot to work for a company that's involved in humanitarian efforts such as all the Haiti airlifts that have been going on, volunteering with Angel Flight, donating the aircraft for Special Olympics and other worthy causes. For a pilot, that really feels good to work for someone that uses their aircraft in those kind of humanitarian ways.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA is now partners with Virtual Flight Surgeons and offering members an exclusive 10% discount on the complete Aero Medical Services program, with access to comprehensive Aero Medical advice and FAA medical certification assistance. This program saves you time and money and protects your career. Check it out on the website at nbaa.org/medical or call 1-866-AERO-MED.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. I'm talking with Denise Wilson, president and chief pilot for a charter company called Desert Jet. She told the story of how she ended up as the principal figure in that charter operation last week at the WAI, that's Women in Aviation Convention.
I think it's very important for everyone in the aviation industry to tout the benefits and all the contributions that business aviation does before we really even have a need to do that.
You can get a lot of ideas on how to spread the word from the No Plane, No Gain website. That's all one word, noplanenogain.org. You can find out more about Desert Jet at desertjet.com. And that's the latest from the NBAA. Remember, you can always find these podcasts at nbaa.org. You can also subscribe to them at the Apple iTunes website. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.